guys. This week, we're bringing you a classic TLDR featuring Laura Mayer on a particular interest of hers, the strange world of online sweepstakes and the people who win them. Here's Laura.
So I'm really into making passive income, the money you don't really need to do a whole lot, but think wildly to earn. To give you some examples, a few years ago, I got my cat in a Fresh Step commercial, and he earned $200 from his appearance. Last year, I won a social media contest and became Red Lobster's Lobstar of the Week. And I tried to turn that into a brand ambassadorship, which didn't really work out. So when my friend Rebecca told me that she has a new scheme to make money just from the internet, I got interested.
So I wake up, I make a cup of coffee, and then I kind of sit down and get started.
Rebecca's been in the sweepstakes game every single day since she got back from working in Korea a few months ago. She's looking for work at the moment. But in the meantime, she decided to see how much money she can make just from the internet.
I start with the instant sweepstakes. This Chef Boyardee daily instant win, they're giving away 5 Xboxes every day. There's a FIFA World Cup Brazil sweepstakes where you have to send in a picture of your team, which is like friends or family. So no one in my family knows this, but I've been sending in pictures of them every day to try and win a trip to Brazil for me and my boyfriend.
Rebecca's not alone. There's a very rich online community attached to sweepstaking. There are message boards where sweepstakers hang out all day, every day. And like any community, there are leaders. Sandra Groshoff is About.com's official sweepstakes expert.
A few years ago, a friend of mine asked me what I thought about sweepstakes, and I said, well, they're all scams, aren't they? Nobody ever really wins them. But he challenged me to give them a try, so I entered just a few, and it turns out I won.
The first thing she won, an Xbox game. A few months later, she won an Xbox console. Pretty soon, through pure stick-to-itiveness, she won a room full of furniture from Cargo Kids, a one-of-a-kind shopping spree at Prada, and a ton of other stuff. But even though she enters 50 sweepstakes a day and has run a sweepstakes newsletter for 7 years, she's actually got a kind of zen attitude about the whole enterprise.
Sweepstakes are all about the journey, not the destination. The destination's really nice when you get there. I mean, sweepstakes can change your entire life.
One sweepstakes in particular, the granddaddy of all sweepstakes, HGTV's Dream Home Sweepstakes, which every year gives one lucky winner a multi-million-dollar, fully furnished mansion.
It's big, bold, and beautiful, with sophisticated Western charm, fabulous furnishings, fun surprises, and a friendly come-on-in East Texas welcome that's guaranteed to warm your heart. This is HGTV's Dream Home 2005.
My name is Donald Cruz. I'm the HGTV Dream Home winner 2005.
Don Cruz is a carpet layer from Illinois. The day he won the 2005 HGTV Dream Home sweepstakes started out as a sad one. A family friend had just passed away when a fleet of shiny SUVs and a camera crew pulled into his driveway.
HGTV pulled an Ed McMahon and came out and surprised me. The cameraman came out, turned the camera on, the boom mic guy lowered a boom mic over my head. They put spotlights on me, and everybody was piling out of the cars but going on the opposite side of the cars. And I was asking, what's going on? You know, can I help you? They came running around and said, surprise, you win.
Don moved his entire family from his home in Batavia, Illinois, down to Tyler, Texas. As a carpet layer, Don had been in huge mansions before, but this home was his.
It was like a dream come true. On a lake, it had a swimming pool, hot tub. You walk in the great room, and it's 30-foot ceilings. It had 10 wood beams that cost over $100,000 each. The master bedroom alone was 1,000 square feet with a shower so big that you could have 10 people get in the shower, take their picture, and nobody bumps into anybody.
If you think this sounds too good to be true, well, you're right. There's a catch. When the Cruises won the Dream Home, they were slapped with a $680,000 tab from the IRS. That's true for all of the HGTV winners. Everyone else immediately sold the house to avoid being crushed by taxes. But Don and his family actually wanted to live in their dream home.
People from all over the world were sending us ideas to be able to raise money to pay the taxes. We had planned on using the house as a bed and breakfast to raise money to pay the taxes for winning the house. People from the HGTV message board were contacting us saying, if you get to do it, put us on the list. And we were getting offers of $3,000 for the boathouse per night and $2,000 a night for the master bedroom.
It was a good plan on paper, but the city of Tyler wouldn't give the Cruises the permits they needed to run a B&B. So they were stuck. Don fell behind on the tax payments for the dream home, and then fell behind on the mortgage payments for his old house in Illinois. And then, in the midst of all this financial stress, something much worse happened. Don's wife, Shelley, found out she had a hematoma in her brain. She needed surgery.
They needed the money up front for the surgery. There's no making payments to doctors like us.
Don didn't have the money, but he had the dream home. Don took out a mortgage to pay his wife's medical bills. It turned out there was a great brain surgeon in Tyler, and they had another resource to lean on, the HGTV online sweepstakers community. When Don talks about the sweepers he met online, he still refers to them by their usernames.
E-Tex Bill, Mussy, Tyler Rose, Robo Lady, all these people and hundreds of others that we met through the message board were all very helpful, prayed for my wife.
Sweepstakers flew to Tyler from all across the country just to be there for the surgery.
We had people on the second floor waiting room full, the first floor waiting room full, and out the hospital doors, all from people from around the United States that came in just to give their support for my wife when she was having surgery. And these were all people we had met through winning the house, which was, it was pretty powerful. It was pretty awesome.
Shelley fully recovered, but the Cruises lost their house to foreclosure in 2008. They live back in Illinois now, in the same house they lived in before the dream home changed their lives. You hear a lot of stories about people who win something big, like the lottery, and then suffer so much misfortune that they end up wishing they hadn't. But the difference between winning the lottery and winning the HGTV Dream Home Sweepstakes is that when you win the lottery, you're alone with your money. Even just by entering the sweepstakes, Don got a community of strangers who cared enough about him to fly to Texas and sit with him in a hospital waiting room. So even though he lost the mansion, he doesn't regret it. He's not bitter.
Best vacation I ever went on, I do everything exactly the same.
Are you still entering sweepstakes?
Actually, yes, ma'am. I just got through entering a few minutes ago, just before you called, to win the one in Tahoe.
Well, here's hoping. Is there anything else you'd like to add that I haven't asked you?
Yes. If you're listening, go to hgtv.com right now and enter to win the dream home. There's nothing more exciting than winning the house and going on winter's weekend. It is a blast. You'll love it.
Don Cruz. You can check out his ebook, The Life of an HGTV Dream Home Winner, at his website, doncruz.net.
This week's episode was produced by Laura Mayer, along with PJ Vogt and Alex Goldman. Our executive producer is Kat Rogers. Our engineer was Andrew Dunn. Breakmaster Cylinder wrote our theme. You can follow TLDR on Twitter at TLDR or the blog at tldr.onthemedia.org. I'm Meredith Haggerty. For now, I'm TLDR.
You come to the New Yorker Radio Hour for conversations that go deeper with people you really want to hear from, whether it's Bruce Springsteen or Questlove or Olivia Rodrigo, Liz Cheney, or the godfather of artificial intelligence, Geoffrey Hinton, or some of my extraordinarily well-informed colleagues at the New Yorker. So join us every week on the New Yorker Radio Hour, wherever you listen to podcasts.